Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Residents of Northampton are banding together after the weekend spate of arson fires left two men dead and several people homeless. A special meeting for residents in the neighborhood where most of the fires occurred is scheduled for tonight. Karen Brown from public radio station WFCR in Amherst reports on community response.
Julie Robbins and Joel Nissen consider themselves lucky. All they lost was their Subaru station wagon, which was already ablaze when a firefighter pounded on their door at 2:30 Sunday morning. They got out safely and their house was left unharmed, but the event has unsettled them.
I think the most shocking thing about this is the feeling of having been invaded, unbeknownst to us, while we were asleep. And you think of your home as your safety refuge, and it's unthinkable in a way that that's going to be violated, yet we know it happens to other people all the time.
Robbins and Nissen moved to this close-knit college town from New York City, where they lived through the September 11th attacks. Robbins says this weekend's spate of at least 11 fires, including one fatal, has brought back the emotions of 8 years ago.
It's like being back in New York after the terrorism attack. Everybody's talking, everybody's mingling, there's camaraderie, there's how do we take action.
And like the other victims of the fires, Robbins and Nissen have been getting calls and emails from friends and strangers alike, offering donations of food and more.
And I just received something, I won't say the name, but somebody from West Springfield, from a dealership, wrote, "I'll give you any car we have at our cost, no markup. This isn't a cheesy, tactless sales pitch. I live in Northampton for 23 years, and I'll do anything I can to help."
Much of the support has been online. One resident started a Facebook page called Friends of the Northampton Arson Victims, which has quickly become a central community forum. It has already attracted more than 2,000 members. Many residents are sharing ideas on ways to stay and feel safe. Megan Zinn lives with her husband and two children about 100 yards from three of the fires. On advice from the police department, she took down all outdoor decorations that could be flammable and left her porch lights on after dark.
We were calm by last night, but my husband still slept downstairs, had the dog downstairs just so he could hear anything, if anything happened, if anybody was trying to get onto the porch or into the car or anything like that. I made sure we had our boots and coats handy in case something happened in the middle of the night.
The district attorney's office has not released many details of the investigation, which has been frustrating to some residents. Zinn says she understands that the authorities have to guard information in order to catch the culprit or culprits, but she's not happy with the uncertainty.
It feels like it's in a movie and you're waiting for them to come to solve it, but knowing full well that they may not, or it may be a while, and not having that feeling of comfort that they're going to figure this out, because they may not.
Residents say they appreciate the heavy police presence during the immediate aftermath of the fires, but they wonder what will happen when the patrols thin out. Isaiah Feldman Schwartz, a 13-year-old friend of one boy whose house was burned, says he's trying hard to just relax.
Whether you think about it or not doesn't affect whether or not it's going to happen, so I think it's better to just not imagine that we're in a safe, relatively safe community. And this happened once, and worrying about it isn't going to make anything any better, I think. Just being supportive.
Several Northampton neighborhoods are in the process of setting up neighborhood watches. For WBUR, I'm Karen Brown.